CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. The holiday travel rush is on. Airports across the country busy all day, with rain on the West Coast making for a soggy start.
Can't let it stress you out. It's out of your control. It's L.A. Get in the car and then get on the plane, and whatever happens, happens.
That's Dominic Venti at a soaked LAX. Parts of California getting pounded right now from a powerful coastal storm, flooding many areas. In Washington, President Biden announcing new sanctions this morning against Russia over Ukraine. He's signing an executive order to go after financial institutions that support Russia's military. A national day of mourning in the Czech Republic after a mass shooting at a university in Prague killed at least 14 people. Officials say the gunman was an excellent student with no criminal record. He was shot and killed by police. And it's the first official day of winter today after last night's winter solstice, marking the shortest day and longest night of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. This is ABC News. In Tacoma, Washington, protests following the acquittal of three state troopers in the 2020 death of Manny Ellis, a black man who pleaded, "I can't breathe," after police punched and restrained him.
The officers were not wearing body cameras. They claimed Ellis was trying to open car doors and said he started the confrontation. The defense pointing to Ellis's history of drug addiction, saying when high, he was violent. The attorney for one of the officers, Matthew Collins, saying he has maintained that he did everything in his power to prevent this death.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. A warning about fake weight loss drugs.
The FDA says it sees thousands of units of counterfeit semaglutide, which is the active ingredient in popular medications used for weight loss like Ozempic and Wegovy. At least five adverse events have been reported, but the FDA says they were not serious and are consistent with known reactions to authentic Ozempic, including nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, and constipation.
ABC's Lionel Louise. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin struck some bipartisan deals in 2023. Most notably, they overhauled the way the state shares revenue with local governments and kept the Brewers in Milwaukee. But Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells Wisconsin Eye he wishes they'd cut more taxes.
We tried an across-the-board tax cut. Governor Evers said no. We tried one focus on the middle class. He said no to that. But we're going to come back in 2024. We're going to come up with another tax cut that we think we will actually be able to get across the finish line.
Voss tells the Journal Sentinel Republicans will focus on tax cuts for retirees next year. Medical experts urge for social distancing while traveling this Christmas. RSV, the flu, and COVID-19 are on the rise in Wisconsin. Dr. Dan Shirley of UW Health recommends wearing a mask. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media. When your family's looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their sixth game in a row with a 118-114 victory over the Orlando Magic. The Bucks Malik Beasley on Bally Sports Wisconsin after the game.
We just want to be a championship team, and that's what we got to do against these teams. And they beat us early in the year, so we owe them one.
The Bucks begin a road trip tomorrow against the Knicks. College hoops tonight, Marquette at home against Georgetown. Wisconsin takes on the Chicago State Cougars at the Kohl's Center. NFL, Packers defensive coordinator Joe Barry on the hot seat spoke to reporters about Sunday's loss to the Buccaneers to fall to a record of 6-8.
Well, losing sucks. I mean, always. But, yeah, I'd be lying to you if this, you know, it was... This week particular was hard. It was hard on me, hard on my family. But that's, you know, this is the National Football League. This is what you sign up for.
That's the Packers' Joe Barry. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. We have chances for both rain and freezing rain today for a high near 39. Winds will be out of the southeast around 5 miles an hour. Chances for rain and freezing rain continue tonight with a low around 35 and we'll have a southeast wind around 5. We'll just have slight chances for rain and freezing rain on Saturday with a high near 43 and we'll have a south wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour. There are more chances for rain on Sunday with a high near 48 and we'll have a south wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour gusting up to 25. We have good chances for rain on Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Connor and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 32 degrees.
There's a whole lot more
brand new country.
I'm alone. Calls. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
Always first with new music.
98Q Country.
Game that man.
love this time of year. Cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98Q Country.
Around your waist, you said, babe, I'm getting cold. I favorites. Your classics. Your country. 98Q Country.
Country.com.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night and then take her home. Fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. And put a chain around. Up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive, and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain. Scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love, thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain. Thank you.
Danny Chesney there. That's called Take Her Home at 98Q Country. How you doing? It is the 22nd day of December, and we continue our wimpy Christmas of 2023. This is something else, isn't it?
It is.
It is. Temperatures are going to probably moderate up into that 45, 47, maybe even warmer than that, especially in the southern parts of our listening area for Christmas Eve. Christmas Day will cool off a little bit. No significant snowfall is forecasted for us or other parts of the country that are going to get some precipitation and such, but not looking like us. We'll keep an eye on that for you, and it can change rather quickly, but not looking real good right now. So we'll make alternate plans other than the white part of Christmas, the snow part of Christmas. I have a few area ball games from last night that we'll talk about. We have, we'll talk a little Christmas memories and stuff this morning on the morning show. We'll do our birthday cake drawing. We're off on Monday. So if you have somebody celebrating tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, give us a call. Wish them a happy day. Give them a shot to win that cake at 715-762-3221. Now, if you won something on our Deer Hunters Roundup show about a month or so ago, be sure to take care of that because January 1 is a deadline to claim your prize. So if you don't know if you won anything, go to our website, 98qcountry.com, click on the Deer Hunters Roundup, and you'll see yourself or your camp name listed there. So be sure to contact us by January 1st. We have quite a few prizes that have not been claimed, which means they'll go back on the prize block. We always do our January, February, we do our snowball fight and give away all kinds of prizes. So we'll whatever's not picked up, we'll include in that. So maybe you're cheering for people not to pick them up. But check it out. If you were a part of the Deer Hunters Roundup, see if you won something at 98qcountry.com. Claim that by January 1. Let's get our twice an hour news update. We kick it off with ABC.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. The holiday travel rush is on. Airports across the country busy all day with rain on the West Coast making for a soggy start.
Can't let it stress you out. It's out of your control. It's L.A. Get in the car and then get on the plane and whatever happens, happens.
That's Dominic Venti at a soaked LAX. Parts of California getting pounded right now from a powerful coastal storm flooding many areas. In Washington, President Biden announcing new sanctions this morning against Russia over Ukraine. He's signing an executive order to go after financial institutions that support Russia's military. A national day of mourning in the Czech Republic after a mass shooting at a university in Prague killed at least 14 people. Officials say the gunman was an excellent student with no criminal record. He was shot and killed by police, and they're still looking for a motive. And it's the first official day of winter today after last night's winter solstice, marking the shortest day and longest night of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is rejecting a complaint against fake presidential electors for a second time. Yesterday's vote was 5-0 with Commissioner Bob Spindell not voting. He's one of 10 Republicans who settled a lawsuit last week for their role in perpetrating the fraud. Holiday travelers with heart conditions should make a list and check it twice, says cardiologist Dr. Kim Perry.
Make sure your medications are clearly labeled, including dosages and pharmacy information, and you have enough for your entire trip. Take more just in case.
Dr. Perry recommends people who've had a heart attack or stroke within the last 6 months to clear any travel with both their primary and cardiac doctors. AAA predicts a record 7.5 million Americans will fly over the next 2 weeks. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get 6 tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Packers coach on the hot seat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers' Joe Barry spoke to reporters after nearly three seasons with the team. The defensive coordinator could be on his way out. After back-to-back losses to the Giants and the Buccaneers, what's it been like this week after hearing fans want him fired?
You deal with it. We had a bad game. I have to be better for our guys completely. And I put that on me all the time. But yeah, this week was in particularly hard.
NBA, the Bucks get another win at home, this time 118-114 over the Orlando Magic. The Bucks have now won 15 games in a row at Fiserv Forum. Adrian Griffin.
For us, it's taking advantage of that home stretch, being able to play in front of our crowd. Now we got three tough games on the road in New York, two against the Knicks and then Brooklyn and in with Cleveland. So it was good that we took care of business, but now we got to shift our mindset, to get on the road and try to get some road wins.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Experience the best at Pan Asia Oriental Market, open the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Spend $50 or more in December and receive a $10 gift card for your next visit. Treat yourself to the diverse selection of fresh fish, luncheon meats, fruit snacks, pastas, and more. Embark on a culinary adventure with most items added based on your suggestions. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Welcome in EB and Food Share customers. So hurry in now to Pan Asia Oriental Market for this great offer, valid until December 31st. And find them in the Southside Shopping Center Complex, just down from Subway and by Park Falls True Value Hardware in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Happy holidays to ADRC Price County residents and especially ADRC caregivers. Caregivers are a true gift. This holiday message is from all the folks at ADRC of the North, Price County Branch.
Hey, hey, hey! Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican Night, Thursday Burger and Fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jazz Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
If there's anything more stressful to me than holiday shopping, it's last-minute holiday shopping. That's why I'm so glad I went to Kohl's. I found great gifts at great prices, like stocking stuffers starting at $3.99 and beauty face for $25 and under. And with a 20% coupon, I got gorgeous silver jewelry under $20, plus iron Kohl's cash. So if you want less stress and more savings, even at the last minute, you know where to go. Select styles. Beauty coupons do not apply. 20% offer ends September 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. We have chances for both rain and freezing rain today for high near 39. Winds will be out of the southeast around 5 miles an hour. Chances for rain and freezing rain continue tonight with a low around 35 and we'll have a southeast wind around 5. We'll just have slight chances for rain and freezing rain on Saturday with a high near 43 and we'll have a south wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour. There are more chances for rain on Sunday with a high near 48 and we'll have a south wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour gusting up to 25. We have good chances for rain on Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 32 degrees.
Hey, it's Fitz, F-I-T with a Z, the host of the Country Top 40. Join me Saturdays at 1 p.m. on 98Q Country.
Wishing all of you a very Merry Christmas.
This is Keith Urban. Happy Holidays, everybody.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. Wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Happy Holidays.
98Q Country.
And I brought some corn for Papa. The lights are turned way down low.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Now the fire is slowly dying. My dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so,
let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Now when we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slow. My dear, we're still goodbye. But
as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow.
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Sports reporter Mike Clemens. He's there. He's the man. He's got some good stuff about the Packers. And the Bucks continue to, what was it, six in a row they won last night? So we'll get Mike Clemens in here at 9 o'clock this morning and talk about his ventures. He'll be at, where the Packers are on the road, right? They're on the road Sunday at Carolina. So I'm sure he'll be out there. As he covers every single Packer game for you. So he'll join us at 9 this morning to get the latest scoop on what's going on. Are the Packers going to make the playoffs? Do they have a shot? you look at all the teams that are 6-7, 7-7, and it's just very confusing to look at it and try to even figure out. Just win. I mean, if you win all three of your remaining games, you got a good shot. It's not guaranteed for the Packers, but if they win them all, 9-8 will give them a decent chance, percentage-wise. Unlike some other, the Vikings, if the Vikings win out, they're in. In fact, if the Vikings just beat the Lions, two of the three, I think they're guaranteed to be in. The Vikings don't have to win all three. But beating the Lions is pretty important for them if they're going to win the division. And you got what, the Saints and the Seahawks, and we had a game last night. We'll cover that coming up in the 7 o'clock sports here this morning. You got today, you got tomorrow, a little bit of Sunday to clean up some of the Christmas stuff, whatever it may be, if your family is celebrating on Christmas Day. Have you ever done a delayed present? Have you ever? I think I did that, and it was due to shipping, I think it was. But have you ever done that where you like wrapped up a box and the person's present, you didn't have it yet. You knew you were going to get it for him, but you just didn't have it for whatever reason. So you take a box, you put a little note in it that says such and such present coming this date. And you put the note in the box, and then you wrap the box and you put it under the tree. So you just want to make the person aware that something else is coming. But you don't want to just look at them and say, oh, by the way, I also got you like a rototiller. You know, that's just kind of, you want to be a little creative with that, a little creative. So that's an option. Guys, if you haven't done any shopping yet, just wrap up the gift that you plan to give it. Not more than one, though. If you got like eight of them under there, that just shows that you're lazy. One you can get away with. You're just like, well, it was out of stock, or I didn't have time, or whatever. You know, you can get away with the one. But if you go two or more, you're just kind of giving away that you didn't bother. So, a little tip for you from the morning guy. You're welcome.
Experience Empty Pockets' festive flavors. Enjoy crispy, grease-free, broasted chicken, perfect for a cold day or any day. Join them Christmas Eve Day, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. for a special celebration. Saturday, December 23rd at 7 p.m., witness a Madrigal performance welcoming all current and former Madrigal singers. Indulge in their main specials now and after the holidays. Pterodactyl wings, $11 for four pieces or for half a chicken. Or six wings for $15 with fries and homemade slaw. Fridays, try their fish fry, two for $10 or three for $12. Don't miss Tiger Shrimp to elevate any meal. Empty Pockets, where taste meets tradition this holiday season. Join them for a joyous time.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free, quick quote. Call 800-736-2098. Now, drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-736-2098. That's 800-736-2098. What do you have to lose? Call 800-736-2098. Again, 800-736-2098.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. We have chances for both rain and freezing rain today for high near 39. Winds will be out of the southeast around 5 miles an hour. Chances for rain and freezing rain continue tonight with a low around 35 and we'll have a southeast wind around 5. We'll just have slight chances for rain and freezing rain on Saturday for high near 43 and we'll have a south wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour. There are more chances for rain on Sunday for high near 48 and we'll have a south wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour gusting up to 25. We have good chances for rain on Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 32 degrees.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new song.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
I was down with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her neck.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Let every heart sing, let every bell ring, the story of
7 before 7 at 6:53 News and Sports. In just a little bit, a few local games last night. So we'll cover that in just a little bit. Some words of wisdom to get you into the Christmas spirit weekend. Focus on the family this morning is being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Did you know there's an old law still on the books in Nevada that makes it illegal for men with mustaches to kiss women? It's true. There's also one in New Orleans prohibiting anyone from cursing a fireman while they're battling fires. And don't even think about getting a fish drunk if you live in Ohio. It'll cost you some jail time. These strange laws and others like them all over the country have something in common. At the time they were put into place, they had a particular goal in mind. Local communities once believed these rules protected public safety and morals. The trouble is, as the years went by, no one bothered to ask whether the rule itself was still relevant or helpful. You'll find a similar array of outdated rules in many homes. It could be anything from an older child's bedtime to the clothing and hairstyles they're allowed to choose. Parents mean well, of course. They put appropriate expectations into place when the child is younger. But the years roll by and the rules stay unchanged, even though the child outgrew the original purpose a long time ago. It can cause a lot of unnecessary conflict between parents and their children. So take a look at your rules. If they're outdated, be willing to adjust privileges and responsibilities so they better fit your child's age and maturity. For more encouragement to make every day count, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45, non-smoker, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man age 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Term Busters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 800-773-0433. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 800-773-0433. Remember, 800-773-0433. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker underwriting exam required to qualify. That number for Term Busters is 800-773-0433. 800-773-0433.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls, Park Pharmacy, can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
As you get ready to head out ice fishing or maybe just enjoy a walk in our beautiful North Woods, head on over first to Bader's Sports Center in Phillips. You'll find all the live bait, the supplies, and the Stormy Cromer apparel for the whole family, including your pets, and last-minute Christmas shopping items, too. Bader's Sports Center has great gift ideas, plus gift certificates that you can stuff right into that stocking. Bader's Sports Center in Phillips is the name to remember for hunting, archery, fishing, and cold weather gear. Bader's Sports Center, 262 South Lake Avenue, right there in Phillips, Wisconsin. They're located right next to Pick and Save. And see them on Facebook, too.
Now, during Staples Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Boy next door or, ooh, handsome stranger. Why not both?
I want to be free.
Pluto TV has channels solely dedicated to love with all your rom-com favorites, like She's All That, Clueless, Last Holiday, and more. It's TV the way it should be, free and easy.
I want to be free.
So choose love and download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
I want to be free.
Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. We have chances for both rain and freezing rain today for a high near 39. Winds will be out of the southeast around 5 miles an hour. Chances for rain and freezing rain continue tonight with a low around 35 and we'll have a southeast wind around 5. We'll just have slight chances for rain and freezing rain on Saturday with a high near 43 and we'll have a south wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour. There are more chances for rain on Sunday with a high near 48 and we'll have a south wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour gusting up to 25. We have good chances for rain on Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 32 degrees.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind, couple